Our state track coverage continues on Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brinks from the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. We have a lot of results to get to, as we've already had a bunch of field events this morning and one running event, and we've got some more running events coming up here as the morning continues. But here's what we know so far. Audubon finished 16th in the girls' distance medley for Class 2A. I've already told you that. That is not new. This is new, though. We have two medalists in the boys' high jump for Class 2A. Andrew Anderson of South Central Calhoun cleared 6'3". That's a personal record. He finishes 7th overall. Kemper's Ben Gerken, he clears 6'3" as well, and he finishes tied for 4th. Gerken and Anderson both pick up medals in the high jump. In the 3A girls shot put, Olivia Rowetter of Carroll threw 35 feet 9 and 3 quarter inches, good for 16th overall. Emma Kuhlman of Carroll finishes 11th overall with a throw of 36 feet 7 and a quarter inches. In the girls discus for 2A, Kemper's Ellie Sybil finishes 19th overall with a 105.2. And Tristan Gordon of South Central Calhoun finished 24th overall with a throw of 85.9. They are setting up the 110-meter hurdles right now for Class 2A boys. Zakiah Pettigrew of South Central Calhoun is warming up, and I'll have results from him in my next update. A little lull in the action after the hurdles wrap up. Our next event will be at 11:30 with the 2A boys discus, Kemper's Evan Adams competing in Flight 2. There. This update has been brought to you by Quant Auto Salvage, Western Iowa Networks, Landis Ralston, Mackey Motors, Poet Bioprocessing, and Corn Belt Telephone. All of today's results can be found at sports.1380kcim.com, and I'll keep you updated here on Kick 106.7 throughout the day. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, I'm Nick Brinks.